Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
And I just started listening to y'all this morning. I think y'all are awesome for work.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Do you know what today is?
It's Wednesday, and I think you know what that means. It's Administrative Professionals Day.
We should celebrate.
Shall we celebrate?
Today, we celebrate
our wonderful administrative support staff.
Wednesday, we celebrate Administrative Professionals Day.
But I'm a professional.
You're a professional. I'm a professional.
Administrative Professionals Day.
Like a secretary on Administrative Professionals Day.
Oh my God, it's awesome. It's showtime. Yeah. All right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2000. Wow, 98.
Man.
Flying
really?
By, Carla.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Wednesday morning, 6:08, middle of the work week. Big day today.
Wednesday. Yeah. Administrative Professionals
That's
Day.
That's what it is. Professional
yes.
Administrative
Yes, that day. Yes, that
It used
one.
To be known as Secretary's
yes,
Day.
Yes, do not say that anymore,
no.
Right?
No, no, you can't
no.
do that. So.
Well, they do a lot more than they used to do, too, mm-hmm. you know? Good Lord.
And if you're just finding that out,
yeah,
then you're late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
You're going to be scrambling.
I've mentioned even back when I was in high school, and it was like, I think when I was a freshman, and then that went away, I had to learn... Dear God, I had to learn shorthand.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why am I learning shorthand?
It'll be easier.
It'll be easier.
When you take the dictation.
Yes, and I would take the dictation. It was like, I don't know. I don't know what these things
I
even mean.
I can't even read my
I
own
don't
writing.
Know. I know. I have no idea. No, it was, but then that went away. That just went
and
away.
And to give you an idea of how far back that goes, I told you my dad knew shorthand.
Yes, he a lot of that generation
back in the
knew
service,
shorthand. Yeah.
He had yes. to learn how to do shorthand.
Because you were a stenographer.
Yes.
Yes. What? What is the job? Stenographer?
I have no
okay,
idea.
Okay, I can do that. Send me out. I'll
yes.
go.
Get ready.
I'm here for the stenographer job.
Yeah.
What will I be doing,
yeah.
by the way?
But I'm only temporary.
I'm gonna stenography?
Yeah.
Stenography all mm-hmm. day? Is that okay?
So
okay.
get some coffee, strap right. yourself in.
Yes,
it's going to
yes.
be busy.
And you'll be making the coffee as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So we're going to be talking about that this morning. Anything else on your mind? Text or call 702-739-9636.
Yes.
By the way, we already had a winner. A winner. Oh.
Yes.
Here we go. The Beasley Banker made the call.
Well, Mark from Coopersburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. You got to be
you
kidding me.
You just won $500.
I have been playing this for years, and fantastic. Woo-hoo-hoo.
What are you going to do with
Woo-hoo.
The money?
What am I going to do with the money? Oh, man. Buy my wife something for Mother's Day, she told me.
Yeah, that's what she told me I'm going to do with
okay.
the money. So, the Beasley Banker. We have winners from all over
buy
the country.
Yourself something, dude.
Would love a Vegas winner this
yes, would.
Next time we play, 7 o'clock, less than an hour away. So, get ready. Partly cloudy, windy today. Carla, gusts up to about 40 miles an hour. Highs only in the upper 70s. Hopefully things will settle down by tomorrow and Friday. We'll see. 70 now. Let's catch you up on a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Where is my adding machine? Let me add up that wind speed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Costco fans, by the way, were rejoicing over the past week, and many locations started offering their samples again. And but now the samples are being placed in baggies, and customers are being asked to eat them, you know, off the premises. So it's a little different, but now you can stock up, I guess, since they're handing baggies
right.
out left and right.
Yeah.
How nice for you. I don't know if anybody was there over the weekend, but good on you.
So what do you do? Put them in your pocket and then make a round?
Yes.
Go around the aisle and
yes,
then come
and
back?
Then come back and get another one.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
Uh-uh.
What's an immediate turnoff on a dating profile? Just about everybody seems to have one these days. They say a lot of them, number one, they say, is listing requirements. When you have requirements on somebody,
mm-hmm.
height,
oh.
weight, things like that. Other things, overused cliches like, I'm looking for a partner in crime. or I'm fluent in sarcasm. No.
Okay.
And long rants about the type of person you don't want to date. I'm not looking for drama, man. I'm just looking for someone who just, you know, wants to ride the wave with me. Because my last partner in crime was just a real downer, man. That's not what they say that it's just negative.
It's just all cliches.
So I'm just moving on, you know. Well, the type of person you don't want to date.
Right.
Yeah,
that
they say
person.
That's just negative.
Okay.
It's all negative when we see that.
All right.
And a new survey asked, this is interesting. People, would you rather have a good body over things like more money or a better love life or a better work-life balance? Well, almost 30% said they'd rather have a great body than a better love life. 25% say they'd rather have a great body than make more money.
Those people are dumb.
And yeah, I agree. I agree. 12% would rather have a great body than a better work-life balance.
Huh.
Really? You know, maybe you just reach a point and it's like, hey, this is my body.
Yeah.
And now give me the money, okay?
Yeah.
Just give me more money now.
Because that makes everything okay, it seems.
Jeez,
like.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, it's interesting. Very, very interesting. But an interesting question.
Yeah.
It definitely is. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
Carla, I know you and Angie do a lot of hiking.
Yes, we
and
do.
And I'm just wondering if you've ever pulled the snake prank on Angie while you're out hiking.
No.
No, you've never done that?
No.
This is pretty funny. You
no,
got to do it.
We wouldn't hike together if she did.
This is where you have a fake snake and you tie it to the person's backpack.
Oh,
and then you yell snake.
Yeah.
And watch the other person scream. It's so funny. Here's a guy who did it to his girlfriend. They were out hiking.
Snake.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Oh, man.
I mean, admit it.
Those videos.
You'd laugh for hours.
Like a blast. Yeah. And then we wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
See ya.
Snake,
bye.
Snake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't call me.
When you really want to hike?
New phone. Who dis?
It's all fun until someone falls off a cliff.
Yes.
It's the snake prank. Come on. It's National Administrative Assistant Day. Is the projector working?
Yes.
Do you have the projector working?
Okay,
hold on for a second.
Here.
Yes, I need to roll that in.
I'm going to get that ready. Okay.
As this was a movie or like a quick flick they put out about when it was used to be called Secretary's Day.
Yes, it did.
And ladies, this is what you had to remember if you were going for that secretary's job.
Yes.
So, Morty, kill the lights.
Okay.
And Carla, hit the projector.
Gotcha. All right. Got it.
All right. Roll the film. Hold on for a second. Where is it? Hold on for a second.
Yeah, keep starting the projector here. Hold on.
Try it one more time.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
The clerical field is particularly important to women. Women hold 70% of the job.
Take a good look at your career choices. That's what Patty McGrath did after 4 years of college. As secretary, you need to be the best you can be.
Yes.
So Patty worked harder, and now she types 110 words per minute.
Janet keeps her hands in condition for typing with finger gymnastics. She can keep it up all day if she has to.
Oh. Well.
Wow. Well, good for Janet.
Yeah.
Wow. Or
see how
maybe
far,
her boss. I don't know. Jeez.
See how far we've come?
Wow.
Since the 70s.
Yes, we
when
have.
When it used to be called Secretary's Day.
And keep in mind, too, when you were typing back then on a manual typewriter,
mm-hmm.
Oh, how hard it was to do 110 words a minute. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hopefully they didn't get, you know, you weren't too fast because then they'd get jammed. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. The two keys.
Yes, yeah.
Would get jammed up together, three keys, and then you had to stand up and reach over and get them untangled. And
you made a mistake. You had to get the piece of that white strip and rub it on there and get that off of there. And okay, there we go.
Today, National Administrative Assistance Day today.
Can I get you some coffee? Okay, good.
So, bosses, if you're going into work... Just remember.
Yeah.
You got to pick something up. Take them out to lunch. Maybe, do something.
Yeah, do something nice for whoever's helping you out.
And salute those people that keep the office together.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Right.
Doing all the little things.
Are you ready for more?
Good morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
10K Payday Contest underway, and it's back with another code word. It was obvious a couple of minutes ago, gave you the new code word for the 7 o'clock hour. Obvious, text it to 45911. Shot to win $500. Better yet, to win $500, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. 7:08 till 7:15 to do that.
Okay.
So, plenty of time on National Administrative Assistance Day.
Yes.
Off the air, we were talking, and we'll get to it here in a couple of minutes, talking about temp jobs.
Yes.
Because normally that back then, that's how it would turn into a full-time job. You go for just a temp.
Oh, yes.
And if they like, you know, the people with the service would say if they like you and you do a great job.
Oh, this is great.
It could turn into a full-time job.
I could work for this accounting firm for the rest of my life.
Yes. Partly cloudy. Maybe some, well, you know what? It doesn't look bad out there. So maybe sunshine with some high clouds. But windy today. Gusts up to about 35, 40 miles an hour.
Okay.
For rebuild. Upper 70s, the high. Hopefully things will settle down tomorrow and Friday. It'll be nice. We'll see. 70 now. Let's check traffic. We had mentioned top of the show, National Administrative Assistance Day today. And if you're just finding that out as a boss, you're already late. I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I know it.
But off the air, we were talking about, and this is how you would end up with a full-time gig, those temp jobs.
Oftentimes you would, yes.
And a lot of times those temp jobs were given to people who wanted to be, as they would say now, a national or administrative assistant.
Yes, yes. There were a lot of those. People were in need of those all the time.
So did you ever, when I moved to Phoenix, back in the mid-late 70s, 77.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I lived. I would go each morning if I didn't have a gig or a job. I would go to like 2-3 temp services. Sometimes they would make you wait there to see if you were going to get a job that day, or they would call you.
Right.
But I would register with like 2 or 3, and the first one to call, I'm
then
there.
You get out there. Right, exactly.
I don't know about you.
I did. When I was in college, I did, and hated every job they sent me on. One was a realtor, worked for a realtor, answered phones, and you get specific calls, too.
Yeah.
You know, regarding contracts and that. It was like, why are you asking me?
I don't know anything.
I have no idea. I
want to be a comedian. I don't want to.
You're big people. You're adults. You're buying houses. What
You're
do I
big
know?
People.
Yes. I also worked for the dairy in Reno for a short while. Up front, you know, at the office up front. I hated it. I hated those jobs. I hated it.
And everybody knew you were a temp.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then usually the boss would come out like day one or two of your, you know, 5-day stint. It's like, you're not. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm the temp. Yeah. I'm sorry. Either somebody's out sick or you're just there for a minute until they hire somebody real.
I never thought about it, but I guess the jobs would be different for men than they would be for women because.
No, not necessarily, but it's just what you put in for,
right,
you know,
I guess.
Things like that.
I know I worked for Frazee Paint one time. For a little bit. I don't even remember what I did. I think it was just loading stuff. And then I worked for a Coca-Cola bottlers where I was at the end of the conveyor belt. And I would just take the cases of bottles and then just stack them on a pallet.
You did warehouse work there.
Oh, and then one company, they gave me a broom and I swept a parking lot.
I would have rather done that.
What was the worst temp? What were some of your temp jobs? What were some of your temp jobs that you would sign up for that you ended up doing? Like you said, if somebody was sick or somebody was out on vacation or whatever.
Yeah.
5 days, 2 weeks, whatever the case may be.
Or you liked it and you really wanted to stay.
Who is it, honey?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back. On 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Text or call, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 737. It's National Administrative Assistance Day, and with that, we were just talking about those temp jobs.
Oh, my God.
That you would sign up for and hopefully get it, and hopefully it would turn into a full-time gig.
Yeah, some of these are, wow, we were pretty well off, actually. This is hilarious. One of our listeners said, I worked at a margarita stand at the NHR races in Vegas at the Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, are they cheap people. wow. Now, Shauna said, I had one. They sent me to AMR, the ambulance company here in town.
Mm-hmm.
I was hired on full-time 6 months later, stayed for 5 years, met some of the best people. Still in touch with them today. Another person we've asked too if there's some that turned into, you know, jobs for you,
because that's what you hope for.
Yeah, exactly. And one of our listeners said my mom got her two best jobs through Kelly Temp Agency. That's a big
one. I remember that one.
Yeah. Now, one of our listeners said, I scraped gum off the ground for 3 weeks temp job at the fair. That's Devin. See, I'm sorry, I'm going to be doing what?
Yeah.
Well, all right. You said you swept
for
a while.
I got to a warehouse or I forget the company. And it was and I went with another guy. We did part-time radio and it wasn't working out.
Right.
And we thought we were, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Until we got brooms and started sweeping the parking lot.
This is what we're doing now.
And it was a big parking lot. It's like, really? This is what we're doing?
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. This is funny. Anna said in the 80s, I worked at a nightclub taking money at the door. That was a big job when you were a door person.
Yeah.
But she said, soon after, I was cocktailing because every once in a while, one of the regular cocktail waitresses would get drunk on their shift. So
I can't imagine that happening.
Hey, can you step in?
I miss old Vegas.
I know it.
Go to Mesquite is what Vegas
is. These are great. Vegas used to be. That's okay. Right. That's
all right. If you still want to text
in,
call in.
These are great.
702-739-9636, your temp job. And maybe it did. Maybe it did lead into a full-time job.
You didn't just make viral TikTok videos instead of going to a temp agency?
No, that's John. No.
Please.
No. Now, sure. Right.
We'd love to hear from you.
I decided that the worse the job is, the more excited the temporary representative seems to be about it.
Hello, Marie. This is Judy from TRC Staffing in Glendale. Good morning. I have an incredible opportunity here for you today. $5 an hour, alphanumerical filing in an industrial warehouse. I thought of you first.
Expecting it to get worse.
Yeah, that's how temps are. You know, when you get that call.
Oh, my God, I've got the best job for you.
And this could turn into a full-time gig.
Yes, definitely.
Just talking about temp jobs you used to have.
Yes.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 754, people texting in.
Yes, they are. Paul said, I worked for a place that put labels on subscription magazines.
Oh, I did that too.
Got to put those on. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Because automation or technology, they didn't have that kind of thing where it was so automatic.
Yes.
Especially if the company wasn't making a lot of money.
No, that's right.
You just hired a bunch of temps.
Yeah, the little sponge, though, that you wet and you ran the label on there and stuck it on there.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners, Mike Anthony, said, funny you mentioned bottles and Coke, Mike. He said, I actually had a temp job in Atlanta way back in the day, and I was a capper. I was a capper for about 3 weeks. I actually kind of enjoyed it, but I was a capper.
Just put the caps on the bottle.
There were even then, I think, automated, things you had to make sure they went on correctly.
I think I delivered water or something for a while. I was on a truck with a guy, and so the guy, the first stop, he takes out all that, the whole order, and then he goes, stay by the truck, because sometimes people rip the truck off when I go inside. I go, So what am I supposed to do if somebody tries that? Well, protect the truck.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm protecting water or soft drinks or... I'm not giving up my life for that. Take it. Why don't we lock the truck?
We have one other person. This is pretty funny. Marilyn said, I worked at a stationery store for about 2 weeks. It was a temp job. And I also had to do orders for wedding invitations.
Oh.
And it was only a temp job.
Right.
She said, I must admit, I'm pretty sure I screwed up a few people's invitations because I didn't quite know how to fill out the form.
And it's a temp job.
I'm sorry.
What are they going to do, fire you?
These aren't our invitations. Who are these people? Oh, no.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Guys, good morning. Big Mike.
Hey, Big Mike.
Hey, two things. One, I had a temp job once, and I didn't really think about it when I took it. It was for a county in California, and it was going around to a series of dog parks, you know, emptying trash cans and stuff. Well, whatever, till it gets like 90 degrees outside. An assault on my senses. And
but that's what temp jobs were, given to those people that didn't want, when they couldn't find somebody full-time to do it.
Yep, and that's why they paid $20 an hour. Now I know why they were paying so much. And the other thing is, if you can get close enough to get a snake with a pair of tongs, couldn't you have just grabbed a shovel and whacked it?
Yes.
But you have to be, you know, like reactive, like instantly.
I know.
Right.
You got kids. You're protecting kids. You're like a superhero now.
That would be scary.
I know. Are you a hero? Even though you got, you know, bit by the snake?
Well, you took a bite for the kids.
You did.
Yeah, right.
Took a bullet.
Right on.
Yeah.
I applaud that guy for reacting and protecting his kids that way.
And not screaming like a baby, which I would have done.
Snake. There goes Carla. Yeah.
Stupid snake.
See, and it's hooked on me. It's biting me. I took a bite.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For the morning show.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready for more?
I'm great in the morning.
Get up. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, latest winner, $10K payday contest. It was Kelsey Danes. Got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction when she found out she won $500.
Oh my God, that is so awesome.
What are you going to do with the $500?
Probably pay some bills.
Pay some bills. Be practical.
Yes.
And then when you win the $10,000 grand prize, that's when you go nuts. Go wild. Go on the dream vacation of a lifetime.
Right? Yes.
So your next chance to win, $10K payday contest, less than an hour. 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. 8:11, Mike and Carla Morning Show from last hour. Talking about temp jobs. Not everybody can text or call in when we're talking about it.
Right. Yeah. We have somebody who said, I'm living it right now. Driving my temp job as you guys were talking about it. I'm counting paper in a warehouse. Almost $12 an hour. Okay, that's not bad.
No.
And I said, well, it isn't. That's not bad. She said, almost 3 miles from home. That's pretty sweet. So that's good. A lot of people, I would imagine, are doing temp jobs now. You know, a lot has happened over the last year. So.
Hey, you know what? A lot of times that's the best way to go, too, because they pay pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like I said, when I did it, and you'd register with like 2-3.
Right. Yeah.
You know, your job would change every couple of weeks, if not months.
Which is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one more that said I worked at a dog kennel scooping poop most of the day, then taking 5-gallon buckets of it to be emptied. Oh, that sounds
What happened
fun.
To the guy that was doing it?
Yeah.
But you know what, though?
Yeah, we just can't hang on to him.
That temp job led to, like, people actually making their own service and making tons of money.
Sure. Yeah. Now, at the time, he was making $75 a week. So
okay. Yeah, now you can make it per house.
Yeah, well, yes, exactly.
You see those pooper scooper signs everywhere.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them. It's just...
No, but do it one at a time so you don't have to move a whole 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, man.
Partly sunny, some high clouds, gusty winds. That's what we have today, high in the upper 70s. And hopefully mid to upper 80s tomorrow, things will settle down as far as the wind goes. 72 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I just lost everything I had in front of me.
Oh.
Please hold. Please.
Don't we all?
Computers.
Every once in a while.
Computers.
We just lose everything.
Well, former President George W. Bush was on the Today Show, and he joked about how his approval ratings have sure gone up since he left office.
He said, when they don't count.
Yes, he said, if you've been president for 8 years, the American people get to the point and they say, well, surely we can do better than this fool. And then all of a sudden, you know, life is in perspective. And he kind of joked about some things, because I don't know if you heard Matthew McConaughey is considering a run for governor in Texas. And that's kind of what started the whole conversation.
That's right.
And he, yes. Yeah. All right. But he said, you know, I wish him, they asked him, what do you think of that? And he said, well, I wish him luck. It's not an easy job.
Right. Obviously. What else are you going to say?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Don't run. Don't run. Taylor Swift in the studio re-recording another one of her old albums. She just did that, and it's doing fabulously. Maybe she could re-record some Nickelback when she's done.
Stop it.
Or Maroon 5 or whatever the heck. So Jeopardy's ratings have been just up and down since Alex Trebek passed away, which is to be expected. As of now, Ken Jennings has actually been the highest rated Jeopardy co-host. Now, some say that's because he just came right off of, you know, Alex not being on.
Right.
Dr. Oz, the lowest. Aaron Rodgers did okay.
Really?
Katie Couric just did it. I don't know that all the ratings are in for her. Anderson Cooper's doing it this week. And I watched a little bit. But not bad. He's not bad, actually. Morty, you might like this. Over 700 collectible items belonging to the late David Prowse, the actor who played Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Set to be auctioned off next month. And, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. I went through this list. It's already listed. Lightsabers, original outfits, scripts, including one for The Empire Strikes Back. He died, of course, last year, 85 years old. Played Darth Vader in A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. So if you want any of that stuff, there is a ton of stuff. Tons of signed stuff.
It's all a lot of my price range.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. Boy George on the hunt for an actor to play him in the upcoming biopic, Karma Chameleon. They're doing a story about him. If you got it, man, go for it. Do it, man. And, you know what? He actually put... the audio was horrible. I think that a lot of celebrities go in their bathroom and record things. But he said, I'm looking for somebody. This could, you know, be the role of a lifetime. And he's going to be in on the casting as well. So that is my take for now. Sponsored by Call Christine. Bankruptcy. Call Christine. 702-986-0000 or callchristine.com.
Sad news. And in the music world, I used to love his music. Jim Steinman passed away at the age of 73 the other day. If you don't know his name, he was best known for really doing stuff with Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, Bat Out of Hell 2. Wrote some other songs for Celine Dion, Bonnie Tyler, Air Supply.
Yes, yes.
He had an album. I actually had one of his albums, and it was just so good. But here's a sample of some of his work. Thought the amazing thing about Jim Steinman was not only his songs and his music, but how many different types of bands or artists he wrote for.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can write for Meatloaf and then the next day meet with Celine Dion and go, oh, I have a song for you, too.
Yeah, I got one for you. And then for you, Air Supply,
I got you another
love song. Love, making love, out of love. Yes,
out of nothing at all.
I know. But
he was great. Jim Steinman passing away at the age of 73. All right, the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit. Those tickets up for grabs. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we'll tell you how to win.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh. Hey.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, all week long, we've been giving you a chance to win those tickets for the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit when it comes to Vegas. Opens July 1st. Secret location, heart of town. And then qualify for that flyaway to San Francisco with me for a sneak peek of the exhibit. So here you go. Another chance this morning. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Ooh, John, do you know that one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, there's a theme here.
I always feel very flattered when John knows the song. I do.
So then you say, well, it's obvious what it is.
Yes, okay. And you should know what it is.
If you can identify the song we're playing on our kazoos by title, you have a ninth caller. You have the tickets for the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit for Vegas. Qualify for the trip to San Francisco. Here it is one more time. Going for like the hold on for a second.
What this?
The exact title, because I know it's a little.
No, we're going for the
generic title.
We're going for the one that most people probably know.
All right, okay. So we got to get through news and weather.
Yes.
You got to be over 21 to win. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit when it comes to Vegas with another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. We have Gene on the phone. Gene, can you identify that song we're playing on our kazoos by title? Go ahead.
9 to 5 by Sheena Easton.
Well, you're...
How about Morning Train?
There you go. And you were not wrong. It's basically both titles. And
right.
I have a feeling that she had to retitle it or go that way because of the Dolly Parton song.
Mm-hmm. But boy, you were close because the judge's hand was right on the receiver.
Oh, no.
You got the tickets when the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit comes to Vegas in July and qualify for that flyaway to San Francisco with me to take a sneak peek of the exhibit. It's the VIP tickets plus the overnight stay at the Marriott Marquis, the $150 Visa gift card. Everybody else,
awesome.
A second chance to win on our website. Go now and register at 96.3kklz.com. Gene.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hang on for a second.
Okay, thank y'all.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
My transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
How great it is to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is MISS.
MISS. M-I-S-S. MISS.
That's exactly it, Mike. For your chance to win $500 right now, text MISS to 45911. That is 45911. Win that $500 and also qualify for the 10K payday by entering MISS at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that I trust you have on your phone by now. Again, the word MISS, you have 15 minutes to enter. Now make sure you pick up the phone if you get a strange number calling you within the half hour or so. Could be that Beasley banker wanting to let you know that you just won $500. How nice would that be? Again, the word MISS. You may text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it, so go do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this always cracks up everybody. 19-year-old at a restaurant in Texas thought it'd be funny to write a note on his receipt claiming he'd been kidnapped.
Oh, see, why do people do this?
The note said, I need help, got kidnapped. Now he's facing charges after employees actually called help, called 911.
There's nothing funny in it.
No.
There's just nothing funny
in it. The kidnap prank?
No, nothing funny.
Okay.
Nothing funny about kidnapping. Not at all. Jeez.
He thought it would be.
Oh, man.
Not as good as the snake prank.
Yeah. No, not at all. No.
I don't know. They're thinking this lady in New York, Carla, might be a vampire.
Okay.
55-year-old woman from Florida attacked an Uber driver from behind. Started choking him, left a big bite mark on his neck.
Okay, jeez, okay.
He pulled over, and bystanders got her off him. Sounds like she had been maybe drinking a little bit.
Maybe.
Huh. Or she's a vampire.
Or she's a vampire.
Okay, sure.
Faces a couple of felonies.
Yeah, well, I would imagine so. Jeez, it's just...
Gotta be careful.
Sheer stupidity. And they get stupider and stupider. That's not really a word, people. I'm using it for emphasis, if you will.
But it was used in an email.
Yes, that we received recently. It's like, really? Huh. Well, New Orleans police looking for a man who, went into a local business, snatched a T-shirt from the shelf and ran out of the store, but then his pants fell down and he was tripping and falling and he was able to get away, though. He got him back up and now police have released a video of him. I can't believe he got away, but yeah.
He must have been quick.
So, yeah, I know. Get those things back up and run. Mm-hmm. And 22-year-old Jonathan, Orange, California, he broke into a house a few years ago. Three female college students lived there. He ate some of their food, went through their underpants, and then sat down with one of their laptops to watch some movies. Those movies. He didn't steal the laptop, though. He left it. Good thing, because cops found DNA evidence.
From his fingerprints?
Oh. Yeah. If you want to call them fingerprints, sure, Mike. Yeah. And it was already in the system, his DNA, because he committed some vandalism in high school.
Wow.
On Monday, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
You can keep the computer.
Dude. Yeah.
Keep it.
We don't need it
but
back.
If you could you send me all my work?
Oh, my gosh.
Get some Lysol. Rub that or wipe that down.
I'm so afraid one of those girls, too, said, picked up the computer or something. And, and then the cop said, oh, hold on. No, we need that. He was watching the movies on there. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. They never said if it was her movies.
Yes, I know. No, he...
Well, I don't think that's the point.
Yeah.
The story.
No.
Whose movies are these?
Losing the point of the whole story.
I don't think we need to worry about that.
You watched porn on her computer. And this was like a few years back, so
wow.
I hope you didn't have to pay for it, too.
Yeah.
That would suck as well, or whatever it would do. Mm-hmm. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. Well, some hikers in Switzerland headed running up a pretty snowy mountain when a random cat just started following them, and it kept following them all the way up, 10,000 feet up, by the way.
Wow.
So they picked it up, brought it back down, and they eventually got it back to its owners. It turns out the cat had been on the mountain for about a week. It was up there. So, yeah, good on you guys for picking it up. You know what? Put it in our papoosey pack back there.
I'm sorry?
Our papoose pack, yes, our papoose. In case we run into a, yes, our papoose pack. In case we run into a cat, we can bring it back. So good for them. Good for them for bringing the cat down.
Very
too cold.
Good.
Too cold.
You're bringing your papoose back.
Got the papoose pack.
Just in case.
The papoosey pack.
The poor cat. I'm just trying to get over the mountain to get home.
Just,
and people keep bringing me home.
When I kept I was reading the story, I thought that maybe it's like, well, I live here, you guys. This is where I live. But he did not.
Okay.
He did
all right. That's weird for a cat, right? I don't know cats that well, but they just don't seem like cold weather, snowy cats.
No, why are you out in snow?
Okay,
no.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963KKLZ.com. 9:37, getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons. Commercial free, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Well, it was all about National Administrative Assistant Day. So we talked about that, not to mention temp jobs, which a lot of times led into you being an administrative assistant.
Yes.
Also, the snake prank. I think Angie would get a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah, she'd get it. She might. I wouldn't.
Right. Well, that's why you do it to her.
Right.
Wow, and the Beasley Banker working overtime. I thought we'd have a winner by now.
I know.
Haven't had that. So Wendy Rush will announce that a little bit after 10 o'clock. Not to mention, she'll have another chance for you to grab your share of the free money in the 10K payday contest. 11 o'clock, and VGK playing at T-Mobile tonight. Another game with the Sharks, right?
Yep.
And if we win, what is it, Morty?
If we win or we go into overtime, we clinch playoff berth.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Screw it up.
Yeah, no kidding. I literally just got a text from someone who said, I know you guys are wrapping up the show, but I wanted to let you know that I did a one-day temp job years ago at KKLC at the front desk.
Oh.
Back when we were off Flamingo.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully we were nice to you.
We're talking a long time ago, she said. Don't remember much about the job, except I think they expected more from me than what I was knowledgeable enough to do. No, they didn't.
We get the same thing as well.
Yeah.
They expect a lot more from us.
Well, you want us to do what? Oh, man.
All right. Well, listen, go Knights, go. Have a great day. Thank you for texting in and calling in. You're a big part of the show. We're back tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.